Hello everybody, this is the Time Rush Gaming. This guide I'm going to show you how to use Looker Studio, which is the new name of Data Studio, and how to present all of your data from Google Ads, Facebook, and Google Analytics in one dashboard. Okay, so as you see right here, you are looking for Data Studio, which is the new Looker Studio overview. This is the website, and you can sign in or sign up with your Gmail, and of course create the Google Analytics account before you do that, so you will have data to show and display here on the dashboard. Right here, you can see that you have some templates using GA4 report, or Search Console report, or also if you are looking in the gallery, you can see much more great reports that you can use if you want to add also Google Analytics and Google Ads in one report. So let's take for an example right here, the blank report that I want to create from scratch. Right here you have to connect your data from Google. You have to choose your account from Analytics, which I'm doing for my own account using GA4 data, which I get for my website. And after you have connected your data, you will see the option to display a simple graph or a table right here with dimensions that you can put right here on each dimension. You can, of course, add your events or all of the parameters that you see right here. So you have to know your parameters, what you want to present. For an example, if I don't know, I will just search if it exists. For an example, one page, and I want to look for full page URLs. And what is the number to add here on the columns? Right here, I can see that I have added the full page URLs that I get views for each page. And the event name is page view right here. And of course, I can delete that and it will delete your column. So I want to add a new matrix, just not only views, but also conversions. If, of course, you have already created your conversions or goals in Google Analytics, you will see that. And if not, you will see zero. So let's take for an example, if I want to add the 30-day active users dimension or metrics, I will see those as well. So each parameter that you add, you will see a new column with the data. And also the new dimension, if you want the table to have more data, you can add those here as well. Also, you can blend data from other data sources if you want from other accounts. So let's start for an example to add a new control right here, the date range control, which is important if you want to filter by date, not only on the edit, but also on the view itself. And also you have more features that if you want, you can add those as well. Input box, for an example, fixed size list, drop-down list, which all of the data are the same, of course. All of the control fields have the same values with the same parameters. So every feature that you use will be able to display the same parameters as well, but in other display. So for an example, the displays for the controls are advanced filters, slider, tick box, present filter, and those are, of course, special filters controls if you want to filter it by range of dates, or of course, data control itself. So if I want to control my data, I just put it right here, and I will be able to change the data for each account, and I will receive it right here on the table. It will be different. Now, if I want to add a graph, I will just add a chart right here, and I can choose from the cakes, the pies, and the tables, and also the scorecards, and time series of graphs, as I see right here. Just put it here, and of course, the same thing, I will control the dimensions and metrics right here if I want to. Also, I will be able to add a drill down to manage the dates of the years and the months and add more dimensions. So I will be able to control the X coordinator here of the time. Of course, I can change the dimension, which it won't be the time, but it will be something else. But here on the graph, I have only those dimensions that I can use for time period, like hours, months, and years. Also here, I can add dimensions that I want for the Y coordinators. So I won't be able only to show 30-day active users, but I want to show, for example, events, or views, or page, something with the page titles, or if I want to see like full page URLs, I will be able to show a graph that shows all of the active users that have been entered the page of my website. And this is how you play with data. Of course, you can make so many charts and controls of the data that you want to display and show and present it to your customer or yourself to view it as a report. So let's take for an example. This is a live report. I just viewed what I've already created. So let's select a date range. Let's see how it works. I have the start date and the end date. I will apply it and we'll see a new graph. And as you can see right here, I have created a new date range and it will show me only this data. Of course, I can choose a different time frame, so it will show me only this time frame until the 15th of April, and this is the data. Of course, I can show it to the customer and I can choose whatever I got here to display it on the tables and on the graph. And this is how we do it. As you saw, it's very easy to use Looker Studio for free if you want to display all of your data. If you have any more questions, you can write down in the comments below and I will comment. And on the first comment, I put the link to my full guide on my website. And if you like this video, you can like, subscribe, comment, and share. And good luck.